us, amen. If you're happy, you know it, then your face ought to show it. If you're happy, you know it, somebody ought to say amen. Good day to be in the house of the Lord. Yeah. My grandmother was here. She said something like this of another day's journey. Yeah. And I'm glad about it. Amen. Yeah. We greet you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is here in our lives. We salute the shepherd of this great house, Reverend Hall, and his beautiful bride.
That God is real.
29th chapter, prophet of Jeremiah, 11th verse.
Amen.
Sure, when you see it, you'll recognize it. It is a better, near portion of scripture. Ushers, thank you for your service. You may be seated. We thank God for the two ushers from Faith Baptist as well.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And I will be reading out of the NIV translation. Shall we stand for the reading of the Holy Word of God? I found it very interesting, Pastor Hall, that we stand for everything else. We don't want to stand for the reading of the Holy Word. Jeremiah 29 and 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to what? Harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." The word of the Lord for God's people. Grass withers, flower fades away, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. As you're resting to your seats, look at somebody and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
oh neighbor,
oh neighbor,
God has
plans
for you." And maybe that neighbor didn't respond the way you wanted him to. I want you to find another neighbor and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
oh neighbor,
oh neighbor,
God has plans
for you."
And if you believe it, won't you give God a hand clap? We are always caring for something. Always making plans. Making plans for this, making plans for that. But Faith Baptist, I just rose to tell somebody here tonight at revival, it's good to know that God has made plans for you. Oftentimes, we try to do our own thing and try to go our own way, never realizing that that's not the way we ought to go. Amen? For when and only when we realize that we have to stay in the Lord's will, then and only then we will be able to understand that God's will is made perfect for us. Am I right about it? When we make plans, where I had something going on. Uh-huh. And if I'm honest tonight, I was struggling with it. Uh-huh. And as I began to process it, I never understood how I found myself in this situation in the first place. And that's how life is sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes you just realize you wake up one day and you're in the middle of something. Uh-huh. That you ain't got no business being in. Uh-huh. But nevertheless, you're in the middle of it. And you're struggling with it. Yeah. But for me, the blessing was that in the midst of me going through that situation, I truly learned how to lean and to depend upon the Lord. Served her church, didn't miss a Sunday, paid her tithes 85% of the time. Come on, help me out here. She did all of this. She had a checklist, she said. She did this, she did that. But in the midst of it all, cancer hit her back. And her faith was wavered. Her faith wavered. I can remember there were several times where I had to go and talk to Sister Judy. And she would say, "But Tim, how did the Lord allow cancer to hit my back?" Mm-hmm. I thought we were cool. Well, all my life, I was in the church. I wasn't like those other women that got grew up with, that had children all around the town. I held myself for my health needs. Why did the Lord allow cancer to hit my body? I serve in his church. I'm a trustee in my church. I serve in the hospitality committee. I give when I can give. I even help more when I really don't have it. But the Lord saw fit to give me cancer. I thought I knew the Lord better than that. And I would just encourage her. Sister, sometimes God is testing us. Sometimes, Sister, God is trying to see where we line up with him. He just want to see if you're going to put all of that stuff that you've been learning all of your life into action. Remind you of what the Bible says, faith without works is what? It ain't good to quote the scriptures, but you got to model the scriptures. I remind you how that we all not just be hearers of the word, but what? Doers of the word. Amen. So I asked him, I said, "Sometimes, Sister Julie, God will allow you to go through something because he knows you can handle it. He knows you're going to look good while you're going through it. You're going to go to the doctor like you ought to. You're going to take all the notes. You can handle this situation." Sometimes God just want to see how much you're going to lean on him. How much you're going to depend on him. Is your yeas going to be yeas? Is your nay going to be... God is trying and testing you. And as the story goes on, she had an operation. And she's cancer free today. All right. But the moral of that story, 12 exactly to the week, 12 months after she was cancer-free, her only sibling, her older sister, got cancer on the same spot, on the same liver. And she called me. She said, "Reverend, I got it now." I said, "What did you do? I almost forgot about it." And she said, "You remember what you told me in my living room, how God would let me go through something for somebody else?" She said, "My sister is a wreck right now." She said, "But I feel so good that I can drive to Norfolk and just hold my sister by the hand and let her know that the same Lord God plans to give us hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Hope to encourage us that whatever we face in life, He will be right there in the midst of it to hold our hands. God has promised us never to leave us. And I don't know about you tonight, but that's all the hope I need. To know that my God is walking with me. And to know that my God is talking with me. Every now and then, you ought to tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for being there, right there in the midst of it all. You ought to tell Him, Lord, I thank you for watching over me when I didn't even deserve it. Lord, I thank you. Finally, God has promised to give us a future. He has promised us. He's already prepared the way for us. He has made every effort to show us the way. All we have to do is seek His will. And in seeking His will, His way will become evident to us. Amen? We have to do what He directed the children of Israel to do in 2 Chronicles when He said in 7 and 14, if my people, if I got any Bible readers in the house, if my people are what called by my name, if they then what all of themselves pray and what seek my face and what turn from their wicked ways. And you know, that's something we that's something we all must do. We all must humble ourselves. Amen. Give our sins.